Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Back like I never left. I was just in here at 2 a.m. and I thought not much would happen between shows. I thought I'd have to do the same show as last night, just extended 2 hours to 5 hours. But no, we've got the NFL trade deadline to mix in there and Brian Cashman speaking at the GM meetings. This is going to be fun. This is one of those nights. If you're looking for a distraction, here I am. If you're looking to talk sports and keep it sports, here I reside. Dial 888-808-1019. I'm here at WFAN until midnight, and we have a lot to unpack, whether you want to talk about the Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, the Jets, and somehow I'm going to sneak in the Knicks and the Nets, even though the NBA is not on tonight. I'm sitting in here about to watch the Islanders play. No Rangers, no Devils, and man, when there's no sports on and you're a sports fan, you want to hear other sports fans talk on the radio, go back and forth, sling arrows, throw out ideas. And you know what? As I was coming in, I'm like, I can't do the Juan Soto conversation. It's so tired. Let me try to cook something up about the Giants and their lack of moves at this trade deadline. Let me try to cook something up with the Jets and the run that they're about to go on. But no, it's not real. And we have 5 hours for that. We'll talk about Nick McLeod. We'll talk about Darius Slayton and Azeez Ojulari not being traded. I'm not exactly sure what the Giants are doing. And the Jets, they do trade Mike Williams, but that's not moving the needle. I know what's going to move the needle. I know what's going to make the phone light up over there. Big Zuwop behind the glass producing. We're going to have a good time. It's the Juan Soto conversation. It's the lukewarm stove. It's not the hot stove yet. It's the conversations that are being had around Brian Cashman and the media. And if you think back to this time last year, Brian Cashman was in Arizona at the GM meetings, and he was pissed off. He was pissed off coming off of 82-80, coming off of a report that the Yankees were going to have a third party audit them, and that never happened. And Brian Cashman pointed his finger at the media. He said, I think we're pretty effing good. And he had an excuse for everything from Joey Gallo to Sonny Gray. He spoke on Gleyber Torres and Giancarlo Stanton. And he's spoken again on Gleyber Torres and Giancarlo Stanton. I feel some type of way about the Gleyber stuff. I think Gleyber is good as gone. It's over. He basically thanked Gleyber for his services. It's not definitely over. He's going to, you know, let him test the market. Gleyber can go out there and see what's out there for him, but I think he's good as gone, and that's fine by me. He said, I'm not going to dissect what he's good at, what he's not good at. Obviously, you'll have a lot of conversations with a lot of teams that have a need in that area, and that might include us. Who knows? But we appreciate his efforts while he was here. When someone says they appreciate your efforts while you were here, that's basically saying, like, don't let the door hit you. Thanks, but, like, no thanks. 888-808-1019. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you can't trade Giancarlo Stanton. Like, Giancarlo Stanton helped carry Aaron Judge and the Yankees to the World Series. Giancarlo Stanton just honestly put himself in the Hall of Fame with the run that he had through this postseason. What, he have 7 homers? He was a stone cold killer. You can't trade that guy also because he's got a no trade clause. So I don't think Brian Cashman is at the GM meetings thinking about how can I offload Giancarlo Stanton at all. I think he's thankful that he has Stanton. I think he's thankful that Stanton is an absolute dog, a postseason monster in October, and is unfazed and unaffected. And yeah, I understand the thought that his value has never been higher, right? Some team might say, wow, we need a guy like that to DH for us. That's the DH of the New York Yankees. And why would you get rid of Giancarlo Stanton now when you're going into the last year before that money is a lot less? 888-808-1019. Stanton was getting MVP chance. Stanton did win the ALCS MVP. When we get back to Yankee Stadium for opening day, there will be a loud ovation for that man, and he has literally washed away the criticism, the boos, the skepticism that many of us had going into the season. I remember the narrative going into this season was, you got to trade Giancarlo Stanton. You got to offload that contract. Well, the last year of $32 million is coming up in 2025, and then after that, the Marlins kick in. It's $19 million. It's $15 million. They're not trading Giancarlo Stanton. He's not going anywhere. He was the one sending the message out to Juan Soto to stay with us. These guys want to run it right back. These guys want to be right back there in the World Series. And I hope that it motivates them. I hope that they lose sleep over it. I hope it makes them want to go to the batting cage. Giancarlo Stanton, go lift some weights, but not too much. Like, I hope that it drives them in the offseason. And I really do feel like, even though Juan Soto has been coached to make it seem like all 30 teams are available for him and like all 30 teams could bid on him. I mean, you've already played for 10% of the teams. And we know that this year, the year that you had with the Yankees, you felt some type of way about it. We saw you sitting in the dugout. But we know since you were a teenager, Scott Boras told you, hey, this day is coming. And we need to make everybody feel like they can bid on you so we can get as many bids on you and we can play them off of each other. 888-808-1019. So I know the conversation you want to have. It's about Juan Soto because there's Yankee fans listening. There's Mets fans listening. I'll tell you how I feel. And it's funny because I've told you this the whole time. But, you know, shout out to Ryan Chichester and our digital team. Depending on how the articles are written and the headline goes out there, people will screenshot them, bookmark them, and think that my message has changed. Do I think the Yankees have a leg up? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Juan Soto and his family definitely enjoyed this year. This might have been their most enjoyable year next to the year that they won the World Series. They went to the World Series with this team. They got to be with the New York Yankees. Juan Soto had his best year statistically ever. He got to hit in front of Aaron Judge. He was an all-star. When you talk about a walk year, a prove-it year, a bet-on-yourself year, going into free agency, he got that. He got that in New York City. Do I think that the Yankees are going to get some type of discount on him? No. But do I think that they could land him with a smaller offer, a slightly less offer? When we talk about all things equal, it's got to be really close. Andy Martino was talking last night about how, I don't know, if it's close, if the Yankees are close to the highest offer, why wouldn't he just go back to where he was? Cashman was speaking about, he knows us. We know him. There is a relationship. There are multiple relationships that were formed throughout this year. And yes, Juan Soto showed us that he's all about himself, the way that he answered questions at the end of the World Series. After a terrible loss, a collapse, an embarrassing loss, he immediately was Boris Korp answering questions. But that doesn't erase his bond with Aaron Judge, him wanting to compete with Aaron Judge. Giancarlo Stanton asking him to come back so they can continue this journey and potentially run it back and maybe win the World Series next year. His bond with the fans. Everybody talks about the bleacher creatures and that whole area in right field. Just right field in itself. I'm hearing a lot of criticism now about Juan Soto's defense. Rightfully so. If you watch the World Series or if you watch Juan Soto all year and baseballs have flown over his head, have, you know, skipped by him, have dropped in front of him, he needs some work in right field. He can improve. And I certainly think that short porch, that small right field in Yankee Stadium will be kinder to him than others. Citi Field. I don't know. I think it'll play when we actually line up all the different things. If the money is close, what I'm trying to say is I still do believe that the Yankees have a slight edge. Now, we understand the richest owner in the sport is Steve Cohen. We get it. How much have we said that? But has Steve Cohen hit on everybody he's been on? Like, do we have to go back through all of the years? Some players that you wanted to keep as Mets, whether it was Jacob deGrom, players that we were told were definitely going to be Mets. Shohei Ohtani, Ohtani jerseys being made in blue and orange. Even Judge, many people thought. But when you talk about Judge, he didn't bid on Judge because of a relationship with Hal Steinbrenner. And we don't know exactly what their relationship is, but it's going to come into play for sure. Whatever their relationship is, I don't think they're going to get into this back and forth bidding war. It's not going to turn into a live auction. And I've got 650, 660 going once, 670, looking for 670. I don't think they're doing that. These guys are rich. These guys are bosses in this city. They own the two baseball teams, and obviously they're going to go at it for Juan Soto, but I think there will be a line, and I think there will be a respectful line between Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen. And I think when you look at Hal Steinbrenner's track record, this is also something that has been spoken of. Hal Steinbrenner, when he wants somebody, when he wants a guy, they will overextend for said guy. Not Manny Machado, not Patrick Corbin. I'm talking about if he wants Gerrit Cole, as a Yankee fan, you might have went to sleep that night like I did, and folks were telling you the Angels were going to have the highest bid. And you wake up in the morning and you see, we got Gerrit Cole. Even in the Juan Soto trade, Michael King was going to hold that up, right? Remember that? And then all of a sudden something changed. I'm sure Brian Cashman valued Michael King. You saw what he did this year. Hal Steinbrenner came in, we all believe, said you cannot stop this trade from Michael King, Juan Soto. And so I'm pretty sure Hal Steinbrenner enjoyed lifting up the AL pennant. I'm pretty sure he enjoyed being on that stage. I'm pretty sure he didn't enjoy seeing that stage be built in Yankee Stadium. And I'm sure he's itching to get back. And he got back with Juan Soto on this team. So plan A, plan A1, plan B is to get Juan Soto however it plays out. And I don't think it's going to play out for long. I think the first couple days of the winter meetings, we're going to know. We're going to know. And I think Hal Steinbrenner wants this guy to be a Yankee. I think he understands what type of talent he is. I think Scott Boras knows that he's got to go out there and get 13 years, 14 years, whatever it is. But I also think some of you are crazy with the $700 million talk. He's not Shohei Ohtani. And like, I don't know how many times we got to break down the deferred money, the 46, 47, like Shohei Ohtani being a DH and a pitcher. Juan Soto is a generational talent at the plate. He's an average right fielder. He's a centurion. If you listen to Scott Boras, and I think all of us have, we know the type of money they're going to make having Juan Soto here. And something I have gone back to is, okay, the World Series, the postseason rather, is a crapshoot. You were able to get to the World Series. Control what you can control. Sign Juan Soto, and you up your chances of going back to the World Series in these next few years of this Gerrit Cole, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge window. Oh, there's another example, Aaron Judge. The Padres offered him more money. The Giants offered him more of the same money. Hal Steinbrenner got on the phone from his yacht and said, Aaron, what's the number? What do you want? Got it done. So I think that's what type of game we're playing. And I think it's going to be interesting to see if Juan Soto is just the money guy, if he's just the highest bid, going for the money, the highest dollar amount, nothing else matters, which actually is not the case in sports anymore. But if he's a money man only, we know the guy with the most money, Steve Cohen and the New York Mets. They'll land Juan Soto. But if Juan Soto is looking for the Yankees to get close, if Scott Boras is using the Mets the way Yamamoto used the Mets last year with the Dodgers, and the Yankees get close or just match the offer, Juan Soto is going to stick with the Yankees over the Mets. It's like sticking with Nike if you've been wearing Nike your whole life And then Puma comes along to say, hey, we're Puma. Look at the year we've had. We've got some cool things to offer you. Yeah, we know a lot of guys don't wear Puma, but if you come over here with us, we'll pay you a little bit more. And Nike says, we're Nike. You know what it's like to be with Nike. You know what it's like to wear Nike. We'll give you a little bit more to get close to them, but they're not close to us as far as their brand, as far as their team and what they have. And I know a lot of you are going to call and say, what are you talking about? The Mets team was so good. The Mets team made it to the NLCS. They won more games than the Yankees against the Dodgers. That was a fun run. The OMG stuff, I just saw they're putting the OMG sign in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if Juan Soto knew anything about the Ronald McDonald Crew and Grimace when he was a kid. Like, it was a good year, from the playoff pumpkin to Seymour Wiener and Glizzy Izzy, and I'm sure I'm forgetting all the rally pimp. It was great. Jose Iglesias, like, it was great. But you know what now? The Mets aren't sneaking up on anybody. You know what now? They will be targeted. They will be marked. They will be treated like a big market team. You know what now? If you do actually land Juan Soto, all of that talk of a fun story, all of that talk of, you know, the magic carpet ride, it won't be that anymore. It'll be expected. And it's a lot harder to perform when you're expected to do it, like the Yankees. It's a lot harder to perform when you're expected to win. When you're not the lovable losers, surprising people, coming back from 0-5, it's a little bit different when you've got that target on your back. And I think David Stearns knows that, and he'll also have a say in what Steve Cohen does with that money. 888-808-1019. You know, David Stearns knows they got to be fiscally responsible. He knows they have the muscle. He knows that they can do that. But he's got a vision, and they're building something. And isn't David Stearns a defense guy? Isn't he high on defense? So don't run around telling everybody you got the richest owner in the sport. We're just going to outbid everyone. I think it's going to be a lot closer race than that. And I'll be your Huckleberry. Call me up with your thoughts and your takes, and we'll have that conversation, because I know that's the lead conversation it's been. But now we're actually into the offseason. Now we're some weeks, maybe a month away. Now it is more real than ever. We'll get to the trade deadline. We'll get to all the little things, from Joe Kelly running his mouth to me yesterday being on late, and I was talking about Cam Ward, but I was thinking about Jalen Milroe. Someone corrected me on Twitter, and I appreciate that. @Keith_McPherson. Sometimes I'm on late. I'm tired. My Mondays start at 6:30, and they don't end till 3:30. Like, if I misspeak, correct me. I don't know everything. I don't try to act like I know everything, but there are definitely times where I could be speaking about something, like saying Cam Ward is similar to Anthony Richardson and doesn't have enough experience. No, Cam Ward is more similar to Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, even a Michael Penix Jr., those quarterbacks that went in the first round that have a lot of experience in college. It's important to draft a quarterback with experience. And what I was saying last night is I feel like the Giants are about to go on a little bit of a run here and win some games and again put them out of the top five picks, where they could miss out on a Cam Ward or a Shedeur Sanders. Cam Ward, who played at Washington State and now Miami. Shedeur Sanders, who played at Jackson State and now Colorado. It is important to get a quarterback that has a lot of college reps if you're going to just throw him in immediately in the NFL. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the football conversation around the Giants, what they're doing, tanking, not tanking, not making any trades. We'll get to the conversation around Mike Williams going to the Steelers. I think that's a good look for him. And you know, at least the Jets did something here, and they got to go on a miraculous run and, you know, not lose many games to make the playoffs. But the conversation right now in the lukewarm stove of Major League Baseball's offseason is Juan Soto. And I don't really think that the Orioles are making a play. I don't really think that the Dodgers are making a play. Juan Soto lives in New York, or lived in New York. He wants to stay in New York, and it's between the Mets and the Yankees, and we'll talk all through how we think that's going to shake out. My name's Keith McPherson. This is KM to AM. I got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Okay. Big Zoo up on the ones and twos. I trust WAP to drop the beats. You know I got my beat pack if you need it, but I trust you. Do your thing. 888-808-1019. We're going to talk sports and pass the time. Keith McPherson on the Fan going right to the phone. Vito is in Sag Harbor, first up on the Fan.
Yeah, cuz, how you doing?
Good.
I think Soto should stay with the Yankees because I think the Mets could do a lot better with Stearns. Stearns is a smart guy, and he could find in the free agent crop there a lot of play that he could spread out with the money and sign Alonso and go on like that instead of putting all his money into.
I kind of agree. I think they're going to be in the race. I think they're going to be in the front of the race. But I think if things keep going back and forth and the money keeps going up, I think it's going to be David Stearns that's going to say, listen, this is not where we're at right now. This is not what we need right now. And I got to go back to my notes, but there was something about him talking about shorter-term contracts. And this Juan Soto contract is going to be the longest contract we've seen in a while.
Correct. And I think in a couple of years, there'll be another Juan Soto coming up that see how it goes like this, and then the Mets could sign him, or one of their guys might develop into an all-star like Vientos. But then again, Vientos, we don't know what he'll be like next year either. So, but hopefully he does what he did this year and average out to 40 home runs. That if he would have played the full year, that's what it might have come out to.
Thanks for the call, Vito. Yeah, nobody can predict the future, but I'll say this. And like I have a clip from SNY. We'll start to play some audio as well. David Stearns anticipates that the Mets will once again target short-term deals in free agency to supplement the team. Now, he's been meeting the media a lot. He said a lot of different things. But if you remember last year, they did the short-term deals, but they were willing to do a long-term deal for one guy, Yamamoto, who Mets and Yankee fans were fighting over all offseason. Oh, it's going to be the Yamasoto offseason. I'm like, nah, no, it's not. Yamamotani.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I just knew he was going to join his World Baseball Classic teammate in L.A. It just, it's a game within a game, folks. It's a negotiation. When you're a free agent on the market, you got to have a poker face. You got to play these games. And you got to drive that number up to get the most value, to get the biggest bag. And everybody knows that Steve Cohen is the richest owner. But now that David Stearns exists in year two and the success that he had in year one, and like I said, they know there is a target on their back now. They know that they're not going to just sneak up on anybody now. They have to build the team the right way. And I don't know how far they're going to extend for Juan Soto. I think if there's a guy that, if there's a team that wants to extend for that guy, it's going to be the team that just had him. They gave up six players for him. They just got back to the World Series after a 15-year drought with him. They're going to want to run it right back and hope that they can make the team better. They can clean up some things and be right back in it, potentially to beat the Dodgers, or maybe it's the Mets, or maybe it's the Padres, whoever. You know, you let Joe Kelly tell it, the Yankees were the eighth or ninth best team in the postseason. Somehow he came up with ranking the Guardians ahead of the Yankees. I was talking about Joe Kelly last night. We'll play some clips from him. It's crazy how guys that didn't even participate get to talk like they were the guys that made the most of an impact. Not hearing anything from Freddie Freeman. Hearing a little bit from Mookie Betts. got some audio to play from that too, but want to get to you guys on the phones as we continue the conversation around the Mets and the Yankees and Juan Soto. I don't know. I know we're coming down on the last few weeks of this. I know that the Yankees are going to be in on them. The Mets are going to be in on them, but eventually we'll find out how far they're willing to go. In Manalapan, Jay, you're on the Fan. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Keith? How you doing, bud?
All right, about to watch some Islanders hockey, some Icelanders on my TV right now.
That's brutal. Anyway, let's talk about the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
How could Soto, first of all, the Yankees, let's talk about the Yankees. You know, you're a Met hater. You like to kill the Mets. You went on that rant about the hot Tua first pitch. You know, all that nonsense. Mets make a great run.
Wasn't
best
a
team in baseball since May. Hang on. Now they have a young team with good veterans around them. They have a great manager. They made a nice run. The Yankees had a Mickey Mouse postseason run who played no one. They got embarrassed in the World Series. Doesn't matter what Judge does in the regular season if he has 80 home runs because the guy's a fraud in the postseason. You need a lot. You have a lot of holes to fill. You have no first base. Stan's going to play another 80 games. Why do you think that he wouldn't want to go to Mendoza?
Does it matter about Stanton's 80 games in a regular season if it doesn't matter about Judge, what he does in a regular season? You're gone. Thanks for the call, Jay. I'll let you run a bit. I'll be your Mets hater if that's what you need. They're still the Mets. All of that hype, all of that celebrating, all of that dancing around to lose in the championship series and not get back to the World Series. So as much as you want to say the Yankees failed, they failed in the World Series. They got there. They could get there again. As much as you want to say they didn't play anybody, they can only play who's in front of them. They can only play the teams that are seeded and advance. Sorry they didn't get the Astros this year. Sorry they didn't get the Orioles this year. They weren't able to get past the Royals. They weren't able to get past the Tigers. They handled their business to get there. Did they fall flat on their face? Yeah, they did. Is that embarrassing for them and every Yankee fan? And is that a stain that's going to be hard to remove? Yeah, of course. But I'm talking about brands. That's why I use the analogy with Nike and Puma. I didn't even give the Mets Adidas. Think about it. Juan Soto is going to have to think about it. You can change your whole legacy here in New York City if you decide to switch sides. You can change the way you're viewed by an entire fan base that spans a lot further than New York City as well. The World Series showed that. There were a ton of people flying in from all over the world that are Yankee fans to see that. And that's another reason why I think that the Yankees are going to extend. The Yankees haven't played this deep into a season in 15 years. It's kind of crazy to go from 1 week fail to the next week right into the lukewarm stove off season. We haven't had that in a while. We've had a little bit of a break. But they just made so much money off of World Series tickets, World Series merch. They said Fox made hundreds of millions in just the advertising and the marketing. I'm sure the Yankees made more money this season than they've made in any of the last 15 seasons, and they're prepared to do what they have to do to get Juan Soto. So as a Met fan, like, you're still thinking about Hawk Tua, girl. I'm thinking about the history. I'm thinking about the current teams. I'm thinking about the brand and the fact that he's signed by Under Armour. He's also with Scott Boras. He's in New York. And he knows, and they both know, if all things are equal or close to equal, the Yankees still have the edge. You can't say anymore, oh, the Yankees haven't been to a World Series. We've been to a World Series more recently than the Yankees. That got a race this year. I think Juan Soto is going to make a decision about, I don't know, man. If it's close, I was already in Tampa with them in spring training. I just went through this journey with these guys. It was a rough game to lose game 5 in the clubhouse. Andy Martino reported that guys were crying and sobbing. There were tears. Sure, he might know Francisco Alvarez or Lindor or Marte, or I don't know who else he knows over there. Sure, like you mentioned, the manager. They have a good manager in Carlos Mendoza. You got to do it again, though. You got to do it again. The Mets have to do it again with the target on their back. And Juan Soto will have to decide if he wants to go to the other side of New York after being in the pinstripes with these fans, because these fans will not accept it. These Yankee fans. These Yankee fans will not just be like, oh, yeah, that was a cool 1 year. Good for him. He took the money. You will become hated. You will be looked at completely different. So, yes, there's money, but there's also legacy. Let's go to Mario out on Long Beach on the Fan. It's been a while. What's up, Mario?
What's going on? A good show as always, and I agree exactly what you're saying with Soto, you know, in terms of, you know, even for a little less, even if he gets a little less money, you know, you've heard this phrase, penny wise, pound foolish,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Okay, so sometimes you think, all right, I get a contract, it's $700 million. You know, the Yankees gives me $650. Oh, I'm losing $50 million. No, I think being in New York, even if you're in another market, you're going to make more money over the time in different things in New York. You don't need to worry about $50
million. Commercials, advertising, the marketing deals that the Yankees have, there's different things. And, of course, the Mets have them, but they are not viewed the same. We all know this. Yeah. This isn't a hater thing. It is just a fact. The Yankees brand that they have built exists differently in New York and globally than the New York Mets.
Absolutely. And what I learned, too, is I heard something, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was doing a commercial. He said, I make $4 million for 30 seconds on a commercial.
Yeah. So Juan Soto signs to be a New York Yankee.
He didn't get it, right? I mean, so look at these numbers, you know? And also what I think is going to happen, now you're putting yourself in a legacy. And to your point, I believe Soto wants to prove, listen, he was a big reason why they lost this World Series, too. Because
sure.
That game one double that he played into a triple, if he doesn't do that, they win game one, I believe.
I mean,
so he didn't, you know.
Kike Hernandez got a ball past him. Ohtani went over his head. There was another one that dropped in shallow territory. I mean, I don't think he's forgotten about that.
Yeah, no, and the reason why they won game one was because of Volpe's grand slam. So he didn't win the game that they won. Volpe won it, really. So he played a part in it, too.
He powered the Yankees to any victories. It wasn't like he just was the difference. He hit the home run in game two. But, like, I mean, he definitely, I think he sat there in the dugout knowing he could have done some more.
You know, and one other quick point, I'll let you go. I was trying to get a hold of some guy I know in Vegas that does odds, right? And I think he said about 500,000 to one. So listen to this. What happened in that game where they had three errors in the inning? If you would have bet $100, you would have won like $1 million. That three good fielders make an error all in the same inning. Like Judge never dropped. Have you ever saw a Judge drop a fly ball? I never saw him drop.
Not that easy. It was his first error in center field. I had a great view of it.
Yeah.
It was eerie. It was spooky. The nightmare before.
Yeah.
Ooh. Thanks for the call, Mario. Just got to clean it up. He knows better. He'll be back. It's a tough thing to talk about for Yankees fans. It's a tough thing for me to talk about. Let's hear what Brian Cashman had to say about it. He talked about it at the winter meetings. When we come back from the break, I will play Brian Cashman talking about the failure that the Yankees had in the World Series, what he thinks about it, and we'll play a couple more clips as well. Still talking about the World Series. They're not going to let anyone live that down. It's going to be a stain that will last forever until the Yankees remove it with the championship. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
I think it's more fair to say, did we just play poorly in that series? And underperform. I think we underperformed in that series more so than somehow this team was lucky to get to the World Series and how did we even get there. And we had a good team. Unfortunately, we just didn't play our best when it counted the most.
And we're back. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling up. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to be on the show. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM, going till midnight. So you just heard Brian Cashman right there. And something I've been saying to friends of mine is, you know, the story gets hijacked. We lived it, and we'll never live it down as Yankee fans. We'll remember at-bats, errors, mistakes. We'll remember all the little details. But people will be able to helicopter in and say, this team didn't belong. This team failed. It was a mismatch. We'll play what Joe Kelly has had to say in a minute. But I'm glad that Cashman is standing on business. The difference a year makes from being 82-80, missing the postseason, I think as time goes on, we will give them credit for responding with a World Series appearance. Now that you've gotten back to the World Series and you know you can get that far, the message, the goal has to be, okay, when we get back to the Fall Classic, we're going to tighten up. We're going to show up. We're going to be a lot better. We have to be. 888-808-1019. I think that they have to be in on Juan Soto. He's your player as of the most recent season. Of course, he's a free agent. You only had him for 1 year, but that 1 year, you got back to the World Series, which is literally your whole brand. 27 rings, bro. Bah, 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 bah. The New York Yankees are celebrating XYZ championship every year. All of the history, the pride, power, and pinstripes, all of the Yankee lives. Like, we couldn't even talk about how great Judge was, and we've literally had to retract. We couldn't talk about how great of a season. Judge had one of the greatest seasons for a right-handed hitter in history during a regular season. But we can't even talk about it because all the conversation was, let's see if he does it in October. Let's see what he does in a postseason. And what did he do? He folded in October. He was worse. That 211 batting average that people like to throw at me, he did worse. He didn't improve it. So it is what it is. I think that Judge will come back from it. I think the Yankees will come back from it. And I think the Yankees' plan to come back from it is a plan to run it back with Juan Soto here every year. It extends the window of Gerrit Cole, who I haven't even mentioned Gerrit Cole in that situation. But I laughed. Gerrit Cole opts out. Scott Boras represents Gerrit Cole. The Yankees, the whole season, we thought, could just void that opt-out, tacking on an extra year. No, Brian Cashman stands on business again. Says, now we don't feel comfortable doing that. Calls their bluff. You're going to test free agency? No, Yankee fan, today, tomorrow, forever, Gerrit Cole is not going anywhere. He does not want to pitch for the Red Sox or for the Mets. And I say those teams because he's got a mansion in Greenwich, Connecticut, where him and his family are set up. He's here. He's here for the rest of his career. He wants to win a World Series. He's 0 for 2 in that regard. He wants to have 45 up in Monument Park, be a Hall of Famer, all of that. And all of that is realistic with Judge and Stanton and Soto and some of the young talent. And who knows who else they're going to add to this team? Maybe a Christian Walker. Who knows what they're going to do? We don't know, but it's coming up soon. Back to the phones. We go. We'll play some more sounds. And we'll push through the night. We're coming up on the 8 o'clock update and break, so let's get Steve in Pine Brook on the fan first.
Keith, how are you doing? Long-time listener, love your show.
Thanks.
I'll get to the point. First of all, I agree with you on Judge. He'll come back. He's the best hitter in the league. You can argue with Ohtani or Soto. I think those are the only two arguments you can get to the point. I'm going to argue, and this is going to get a lot of backlash, that you should not re-sign Soto. And I say that because you think about the long-term commitment, and I understand that, you know, it extends Cole's window. You get the next four years, presumably, to go win. But if you look at the names out there right now, you look at Snell, I think you could really use Christian Walker at first base. You can, you know, offer Teoscar Hernandez, who's coming off in a monster year, and who hits the opposite field, can drive it out of the right field in Yankee Stadium. You look at, I think you move Jazz to second base. You could experiment with third base. I just believe in the long term, it's the most prudent call to not re-sign Juan Soto, despite, I understand he's a generational player. If you go get Snell, you get some relief pitcher, right? And we already have a pretty solid bullpen as it is, and I understand the Yankees' track record of finding relief pitchers on a dime.
Okay.
Out of thin air. But what...
You're saying because Snell doesn't pitch deep in the games? He's a starter. I don't know if you said he was a relief pitcher. You started talking about the bullpen.
No. Snell is a starter.
But you're talking about relief because he's known to not go deep in the games.
No. That's not my point. My point is you get some relief pitching.
Sure.
I think you could look. You look at the $600-700 million that Soto's going to command over 12 to 15 years. Can you not reallocate that in a more meaningful way, given all the shortcomings of this roster at the moment. Look, we're looking at 6 through 9 in the lineup, which is almost an automatic out most of the playoffs. I know Volpe, he came through, and I believe in Volpe.
Verdugo had some moments. Wells came around a little bit. Thanks for the call, Steve. I just have to counter. You do all that in the event that you miss out on Soto. Zoo, cue up Brian Cashman talking about being prepared to, you know, obviously have a plan, but that's not plan A or B, that's plan C and D. And listen, do you understand what's happening here? Like the fan that just called from Manalapan that said, I'm a Mets hater, and no, I'm a Yankee fan. And just sometimes you need a Yankee fan to tighten some of you guys up because there's a lot of Mets energy on the station and you just need somebody to come in and hit you with a dose of reality sometimes. I'm here for that. But do you understand what's going on between these two teams? You have a team with Steve Cohen where I was told he's the new George Steinbrenner. Rest in peace to the boss. He's certainly not. But you have a team that went on a miraculous run with Grimace costumes and OMG signs and t-shirts and, you know, that type of stuff is fun. City Field is fun with the LED lights and the different food items. I don't know, you can get like a cannoli egg roll or something in there. Like, all that stuff is cool. Like, kids like that stuff. And so there's a balance of power in New York with also their plans of building a casino and hotels there. This is a play for the future. You follow me? You picking up what I'm putting down? Hal Steinbrenner has to think about the future versus the Mets. There are kids making a decision this year. Some made the decision to pick up a Mets hat because of a song by Candelita and a Ronald McDonald's character and some, you know, good home runs hit by Jesse Winker, Mark Vientos, and an MVP run by Lindor. But there are also kids whose parents told them, you're going to have your time. The Yankees are going to get back to the World Series. And they did. And even though the Yankees failed, they felt joy. They felt like this was their time. They felt like, okay, the Yankees I was told about are back. And Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman will have to make a decision on Juan Soto first, right? Because of the balance of power. It cannot shift to, oh, well, there's a new sheriff in town. Steve Cohen has the most money. And this player that you just had on your roster and you went to the World Series with leaves to go to Flushing. And then if you don't go to a World Series again for 15 years and somehow the Mets overcome the Dodgers or the Padres or the Phillies or whomever, and they're there, and those kids that got 22 jerseys with Soto on the back that are doing the Soto shuffle in their living rooms have to watch that, they might jump ship and they might go to the other side with Mr. and Mrs. Met. 888-808-1019. Like, that's real. That's reality. That's business. This is an asset. This is a Centurion Ferrari. You had it in your garage. You have the opportunity to bring him back to your garage and literally own the rights to this guy. This guy could be in Monument Park. This guy could win you a World Series. This guy did hit the home run that sent you to your World Series. I think that they're going to do what they can do to try and bring Juan Soto back. The other stuff can be figured out. Fill in the gaps and the holes. There's young talent coming up. I guess later we'll talk about Caleb Durbin and some other stuff like that. But this is a battle here. If you feel like they should let Juan Soto walk because you could spend that money other ways, it's not a guarantee that Teoscar Hernandez wants to come back here. He probably wants to go back to the Dodgers. It's not a guarantee that some of these other free agents want to be on the Yankees. So in theory, you guys talk about Bregman. In theory, you guys talk about Willy Adames and Christian Walker. They get to choose. It's not that simple. You know Juan Soto, like being a Yankee, was a Yankee and potentially can come back and be a Yankee for the rest of his career. See that through until that is not true, and then you make other moves. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.